Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Välkommen till Body and Soul Care podcast med mig Josefin Dahlberg. I den här podden så pratar jag om hur vi kan ta hand om oss själva i vår vardag för att hjälpa oss själva att må ännu bättre inifrån och ut. Nu kör vi igång. Welcome to Body and Soul Care Podcast. Today's episode is going to be in English because I had the great honor to interview the manifest expert Roxy Nafusi. She is so, so inspiring. I really loved our conversation and I'm so excited to share it with you. I've been feeling so inspired since I talked to her, and I have so many takeaways from this episode that I'm using in my everyday life, on my manifest journey. So if you also want to manifest your dreams, I mean, who doesn't? Listen to this episode and please come to my event the 16th of March here in Stockholm, where Roxy is going to be my guest. And this is really a moment that I have been manifesting. I'm going to tell more about it at the event, but it's just like, oh, wow, manifesting really, really works. And I love her book, Manifest. Seven Steps to Living Your Best Life. And this book just got out in Swedish. So all of my Swedish listeners, run to the bookstore, buy it, read it, live with it. It's a book that will help you to manifest your dreams step by step. Roxy is such an inspiration. In a few years, she went from feeling and being lost in life. Then she discovered manifestation. And then she'd been written 3 different books on the topic. And the first one, as I said, is now available in Swedish. So I'm super honored. I'm super thankful that you wanted to be a part of my podcast, and I'm super excited to share the conversation with you. So just sit down or do whatever, take a deep breath, relax, and I hope you're going to enjoy the episode. Hi, Roxy. Welcome to the Body and Soul Care podcast.
No, thank you so much for having me.
I know that you are in the US now to promote your book and that you have a lot going on. So I'm super thankful for you to take the time to be a guest on my podcast. And I want to start to ask, how are you feeling today?
I am good. Thank you. You know, I feel like in the last year, I've really been focusing on healing and finding a better work-life balance. And so in and amongst all the promotion and, you know, we kind of kicked off in a big way in 2024. Yesterday, I took the day to myself, and I'm here without my son. So I wasn't being on mom duty. I wasn't working, and I had a day to reset. And I feel so good for it now. I've woken up full of energy, ready to get back to work.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's also so important. I mean, you have so much going on, and I know that you easily can be busy every day, but taking the time for yourself and to have the time to heal, it's so important. So thank you for sharing that.
No, thank you.
And today, a little later in the podcast, we're also going to tell the exciting news that you're coming to Sweden to Stockholm for the first time, right?
For the first time, I honestly cannot wait. It's going to be we'll announce it later, but I'm so excited.
Exactly. And you're going to be a part of my event, but I'm going to talk more about that. And I'm super excited. So your book, Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life, is now available in Swedish. And I can highly recommend all of my listeners to buy it, to read it, to live with it, because it really is a book that you live with. And now you're in the US to promote your second book, right?
That's right. Yeah. Manifest. Dive Deeper is the second one.
And of course, I follow you on Instagram. So I saw that you were the guest on the Today Show the other day. And it just got me thinking, like, it was not so many years ago that you didn't really know what to do with your life. And now you are a guest on that big, big show. How did that feel for you?
Yeah, you know what? So I woke up the morning of the show and I'm kind of here in New York and I've flown out two of my team and we're about to go on the biggest morning show in the world. And I went out for my morning coffee at 5 a.m. I love in New York, the Starbucks opens at 5 a.m. So I went out and I took a moment to really like breathe. And I said, oh my God, imagine younger me knowing what moment I was in now. And I really did sink into this real moment and feeling of appreciation and feeling proud, you know, like, wow, I've come so far and I never would have believed it. And I really was looking back at my kind of younger self, thinking, God, if only she knew, it would all turn out all right.
Exactly. That was actually my second question. Like, what would you tell her, your younger self?
Yeah. You know, it's so hard because I do think about this a lot because, you know, for my entire life, really, since as long as I can remember, I have had absolutely no self-worth. I had zero confidence. I really hated myself and rejected myself and felt like I never fit in, that I wasn't likable, I wasn't lovable, I didn't learn to be happy. I was suffering from depression really for my whole life, even though I didn't know it at the time. And I do think back and think, God, it would be so amazing to kind of tell her, like, you are enough as you are. And I thought that everybody else was better than me and that I was just this kind of like loser that was hanging on. And, you know, and I just wish she knew that, like, no, you're going to actually end up being so confident and things are going to work out for you.
Such a good reminder for everyone, I think. I mean, we all have those doubts in ourselves. And I really felt so much when you described your journey in the book. And I really could recognize myself as well. And from that point where you didn't believe in yourself, you didn't really know what to do, and you didn't feel so good about yourself, what was the first step to who took you in the right or in this direction?
Well, so to give some context, you know, in my 20s, when I had left school and I started university, you know, I discovered drugs, I took cocaine specifically. And for me, it was this like real escape. And it was, you know, I'd take drugs and suddenly I'd feel confident for the night. And I kind of ended up in this battle of addiction for 10 years. And then I hit many rock bottoms along the way, but the last one was in May 2018. And I remember just feeling completely hopeless. Like, I was 27 and I thought, I'm never, ever going to change. This is going to be me forever. And I called a friend of mine and she said, and I said to her, I said, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, how am I ever going to be happy? And she said, oh, you know, Rox, I just listened to this podcast on manifesting. You should listen to it. And I was like, okay, fuck it. Like, I'll try anything. So I listened to this podcast, and this podcast really said that manifesting was all about self-worth. And if you believe you're worthy of receiving, you will receive. And I thought, okay, well, I have no self-worth. So maybe I am manifesting, but in the wrong direction. And so I went home and I started kind of researching this. And actually, one thing I was looking at is, how do I change what I believe about myself? If I'm manifesting what I believe, how do I change that? And one thing I discovered was that listening to these affirmation meditations would help you to do that. So when you're in this meditative state and you would hear somebody saying affirmations and you would repeat them to yourself, if you did it enough and did it regularly enough, you would start to change your belief system, because we have this thing called neuroplasticity, which means that we can change our neural pathways and build new neural pathways and connections through repeated, you know, thought and action. So I started doing that straight away. And that was the very first practice that I incorporated into my life. And, you know, 5 years later, it's still something that I do, daily.
Wow. I'm going to ask you more about that later. And also, I just want to talk a little bit about the addiction, because I also had the addiction for many years. I mine was alcohol, and I started very, very, very young. And my dad was an alcoholic. Today, I've been sober for 13 years. And
congratulations,
sister. Thank you, and same to you. And for me, it was that was like the first step on my journey to get clean, to get sober, so I could reconnect to my authentic, true self. But because before that, I was really, it was really my way of hiding, just numbing. It was too scary to like, yeah, to be with my own emotion was such a challenge for me. So to start by not numbing and instead feeling was really the start of my journey. And it is today as well. I mean, this morning I woke up feeling a little bit stressed and I didn't really know why. And I just started my day. I was in bed with my youngest and I was there like breathing and just trying to calm down. And then I was like, okay, I just need to allow myself to feel, because now I was more like, I want to breathe this feeling away. I wanted to go away. But then I was like, I still need to remind myself to allow myself to heal. Like what do we feel we can heal? Always when I talk about that, many people ask like, okay, but how do you start? And for me, it's too uncomfortable. How was it for you this time when you stopped using and instead started to feel? And how were your practice to allow yourself to feel? And was it scary or how was your experience?
Well, firstly, I love that. I love what you're saying about, you know, allowing yourself to feel. And actually in my second book, I say feel all the feels. Like we need to like let things out. And I think it's really important when we're talking about healing and self-development, because I do think some, and manifesting, because I think some people do fall under the belief that we have to feel good all the time and that that's a sign that we're doing well or that we're improving. And I think that really is toxic positivity, this belief that we have to just be positive all the time. And that's just, it's not possible. Like, it's just not. My experience when I stopped using, well, what happened was I fell pregnant and I was in a very new, I just met someone. The first thing I wanted to manifest was love. And 2 weeks after listening to this podcast and, you know, going into this practice, and someone messaged me on a dating app. Mm-hmm. And his name is Wade. And we didn't know each other. And he was from Australia. And all of a sudden, I found myself pregnant 3 months later. And really thinking, okay, well, this was not part of the manifesting plan. I had no money. He had no money. It felt like a mess. And suddenly I also had to give up all my addictions. I was smoking like 25 cigarettes a day and booze and coke. And I think what happened is obviously I was forced to stop very, very rapidly, even though I was trying to stop before, but I'm sure you know what it's like. It's, it's not an easy journey. So I suddenly had to stop. And I think what happened then was basically in the pregnancy, 27 years of pain came rushing through. And that pregnancy, coupled with the fact that I was having a baby with someone I didn't really know and had no idea what I was going to do with my life, it was the worst time of my life without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, I would never wish that time on my worst enemy. The amount of mental pain I was in was debilitating. I mean, I actually stopped leaving the house for the last 6 months of the pregnancy. I gained 30 kilos. I was comfort eating. Every day was a struggle to be alive. It was so hard. But what I was doing in that time was I was immersing myself in the whole of the practice of self-development, because I just discovered manifesting, you know, just before. And so I was opening myself up to this world and I was reading a lot of books and listening to podcasts and I kept visualizing. I was like, when I have this baby, I'm going to make my life the best it can be. I am going to make this pain worth something and I'm going to use it to help others. And that's really when I decided to go into this career.
Wow. And how did you follow that? Because, I mean, we all can have those kind of feelings and dreams and thoughts, but actually following them can be very scary. So how did you support yourself to go after those dreams?
I think I was just, I made a decision. And I think everything begins with a decision. It wasn't like, will I do this? You know, when we start to question, maybe I'll do it. Will I? We start to have that kind of, you even using that language of maybe, will I, should I? What we're doing is we're allowing doubt to creep in and we're allowing us to sit in this place of limbo. And I wasn't speaking like that. It was more of a, I will do this. I'm going to make my life incredible. I'm going to make this career. This is what the plan is. And I had so much determination and motivation. And I was also so sick of being in pain. I was so fed up and tired. And I'm sure there are people listening to this who feel the same. I was just tired of it. I thought, I can't go on another day living like this. I have to make the most of this life that I have. And you know, it wasn't just for me, but for my son then. So it was just became a driving force. And I knew that I had chosen a career that had purpose. You know, I wanted to be in service of others. And so that was my like why, and having that driving force is important. And I think no matter, you know, I might be in self-development, it's easy for me to say I'm in service of others, but whatever industry you're in, whatever career you have, really, you're in service of others, whether you're providing people with an experience, a product, whatever it is, think about what it is that in what way you're actually helping someone else, because that is such a like key driver.
Yeah. Then you had this vision. One big part, I'm going to come to it a little bit later, but maybe we can bring it up even now, is that visualization is a very big part of manifestation, right? To see yourself, and to what you said earlier as well, both what you feel that you deserve, but also what you can see yourself doing. I mean, so many of us limit ourselves only in our mind. And if we limit ourselves, we will never experience or achieve our goals or manifest our dreams. So how did you use visualization to start taking the first steps? Because those are the hardest, right?
Yeah. So the first step of my 7 steps of manifesting is being clear in your vision. So before anything, you need to figure out where it is you want to go and where it is you're headed. And we need to be really specific in our goals. So it's not really enough to just say, I want to be happier, I want to be more successful. You really have to define that. Firstly, what does success look like to you? What do you think will make you happier or feel content or fulfilled? And maybe you don't know yet, but you do know how you want to feel. You know, I want to feel more confident in my life. I want to feel like I'm respected in the workplace. I want to feel in love. You know, we know how we want to feel. And then we can even get more specific on our goals. And visualization is a really important part of this, because what happens is when we regularly visualize our goals, we actually prime the subconscious parts of our brain to reach those goals. And so what it will do is it will start to filter out unwanted information and seek out opportunities that are aligned with our goals. So our subconscious part of our brain, which is 95% of our brain's activity, is actually starting to work for us to help drive us, you know, towards those goals. So for example, let's say that you had, you know, a career goal in mind, something that you really wanted. You might be reading a magazine or reading a newspaper or overhearing somebody speak, and you'll notice something written about this career opportunity because you've been visualizing it. Otherwise, you may completely miss it. A really kind of easy example for people to see how this works is, you know, if you've ever bought a new car, and then all of a sudden, what you notice is that every other car on the road is the same car as yours. Mm-hmm. So your subconscious really starts to seek out things that are aligned with what you're focusing on.
Mm. Okay. So yeah, they said that that's the first step in the book. And another, I think you're right, that is like the foundation of manifestation is self-love. Mm. That when we feel that we deserve to be loved, successful, or to feel good, we will. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how you discovered that, and why it's such an important step on your manifestation journey?
Well, I think a lot of people have a misconception that manifesting is about thinking about what you want and then in doing so, attracting it into our lives. So they believe that we attract what we think about, but actually we attract what we believe. And so if we, like you said, believe we are worthy of love, happiness, and success, we're going to attract it. But if we have a belief that we're not worthy, we're not lucky, perhaps, you know, good things don't happen to us, we're actually going to keep ourselves stuck in that life. And I think for a number of reasons. Firstly, you know, our whole life is determined by our belief systems because it's the filter through which we view everything. So if you think, let's say that you have a belief that you are not lovable, and then you have another person who has a belief that they are lovable and that they're really likable, let's say. If those two people have the same interaction with somebody else, let's say they have the same interaction with someone at a party, those two people are going to view that interaction very differently. So one person might misread somebody's tone and think, oh, that person's being off with me. But the other person who has a belief of, no, I'm lovable, might think, gosh, that person must be having a really bad day today, and not make it about them. And so the way you approach your whole life is different based on your belief system. But it's also really important in the manifesting process in terms of what we then attract into our lives. And so step two of my seven steps is remove fear and doubt. And fear and doubt is this culmination of all our limiting beliefs, insecurities, low self-worth. And it's the most important journey I think that we'll ever go on, is trying to undo essentially all of the damage that has been done since childhood and come back to our most authentic, self-loving, and confident selves.
Yes. A little sidetrack for that. I mean, you're a mother, I am a mother, and I think we both know, like, when you read your book or any other book, of how important all of those first years are, how they build our beliefs, which is going to manifest our reality. What do you think about in your everyday life with your son to help him be in, what do you say, like, connection with his true self?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny, isn't it? Because the more you know about this stuff, the more pressure there is as a parent, because you're like, oh my gosh,
I know.
You know, I don't want to damage them. Exactly. The number one thing that I do is that I really, really hold space for the full spectrum of emotions that he feels. And I never allow him to feel judged for any of them. So if he is feeling angry, you know, I say to you, how are you feeling? Are you feeling angry? He says, yes. I say, that's okay. What do you need? So it's never, don't be angry. Don't be sad. Don't be this. I don't think that's healthy for them. It's a, I understand you're feeling this way. How can we make it better? Or what do you think has caused that? And, you know, it's really sweet because he's 4.5 now, and he'll come to me and he'll say, he had, his cousin was really teasing him the other day, and he came in and he said, Mommy, Adam is making me feel really angry, and it's making me feel like I want to hit him, but I don't want to. And now I feel sad. And like, he could just articulate this whole like process of emotions. And I said, okay, you know, let's take some deep breaths together. And, you know, then he was fine and we went out. And, you know, I think it's a good, but, you know, I think also to be able to do that, you need to have a lot of patience. But to have patience, you need to, as a mother or father, be working on yourself. Because if we're not working on ourselves and we're stressed all the time and we don't have self-love, then we're not going to have that patience, because we're going to snap at any time that they throw a tantrum or they're angry or upset. It's going to push us over the edge. So, you know, it's, you have to do two parts. You have to work on yourself so you can have the space to hold for them, so that they can feel, you know, validated no matter what they're experiencing.
Yes. Yeah, I really love that, with to ask them what they need, because I also try my best to allow my daughter is three, my oldest, I have one who's three and one who's 1.5. And Mio, who is three, I mean, she has so much emotions now. She's discovering so much. It's a lot going on. And I'm doing my best with my patient and also to work on myself, and to allow her to feel. But I really like that part with, like, okay, you're feeling like this. What do you need? So I'm really going to take that with me. Thank you.
Oh.
And you write in the book as well that small decisions every day is a very important part of our manifestation. Can you talk a little bit about how we can start to make small changes in our everyday life to create a little bit more self-love that will help us to manifest?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, throughout each day, there are hundreds of decisions that we need to make. And often we're just running on autopilot, you know, we're kind of creatures of habit. But actually, with self-awareness, it's really important to stop before you're making any decision. So that decision could be, should I work out today? Should I eat this meal? Should I say yes to doing this thing? Should I complete this assignment? Should I rest? You know, should I text that person back right now or should I wait till later? There's always these decisions that we have to make, no matter how big or small. And I think taking a moment to pause before each one and ask yourself, is this the most loving choice to make, is really important. And it can make such an impact, because if you just switch even just a few decisions a day to be more self-loving choices, you'll start to see a difference. And then you keep doing it more and more. And I think building this moment of pause, this self-awareness is transformative.
Yeah, I love that, to ask yourself that question, because I think that's a question we don't ask ourselves so much. And I know for myself, like when I take that pause and really, because it's so easy to live on autopilot, especially if you have a busy day, you're a parent or you have a job or it's a lot going on. It's so easy to just let that autopilot to run our life, right? But just make that tiny pause. It can be a few seconds or a few minutes to just feel in. It makes such a difference. How do you do that in your everyday life? And what other kind of routines or rituals do you have to support yourself to be able to take that pause, to check in with yourself?
I think it is just a practice that you learn. So I think that I used to be someone that, I was actually speaking about it with Drew on my TV the other day. We were saying, I used to be everything. I was always in a rush. I'd be in the supermarket buying my groceries and I was in a rush. Like I was rushing to get home and then I was rushing to cook and rushing, you know, and I was always in a rush. And I was like, I remember one day just being like, what am I in a rush for? Why am I feeling so manic all the time? And I made a decision that I wanted to start just slowing down the way that I did everything. So could I slow down when I was in the supermarket? One thing, which is a really good one, anyone that's got kids, kids walk so slowly, right? Like, oh my goodness, it can drive you insane, right? Because you're trying to get somewhere. But actually, that is like my greatest learning and lesson is trying to walk with my son, Wolf. Because when I can actually just go at his pace, it actually teaches me to go slow. Mm-hmm. And so I try never to be like, and obviously there are occasions where I'm like, Ella, come on, we need to go. But on the whole, I try to go with him at his pace because it's actually teaching me a lesson that I can then use in other areas of my life. So it's actually like a real learning. And I think that we then can start to apply it. So it's just trying to be more conscious of when you're rushing, more conscious of what you're thinking, what you're doing. And this is just a practice and it comes with time. You know, it's taken me a few years. I mean, the changes start to happen straight away, but every 6 months I'm coming into a new level of peace or confidence. But once you just start to think about it and have that awareness, you'll see things start to change.
Yes. You're also right that it's very important to take care of yourself in your, to feel good and also to manifest. What are your like non-negotiable things you do, or how is your morning routine? Tell us.
Supplements. I honestly must take about 20 a day because I work with a functional medicine doctor and that has been life-changing.
Tell me more. What supplements?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I went to this special functional medicine doctor who I basically told him all my symptoms. And I also went to a hormone doctor because I do think that our hormones have such an impact on the way that we feel. And I think that we don't talk about hormones enough or look into it. I mean, I'd never have thought to look at my hormone levels. And when I did my bloods to check them, actually, I really found out that I didn't have enough progesterone. I had too much estrogen. And that was making a massive impact on my overall mood, feelings of anxiety, motivation, energy. And so I take different supplements for hormones and for hormone metabolism, such as like zinc, ashwagandha, DIM. I take vitamin B12, magnesium. And then I take some other things that my functional medicine doctor prescribed, really actually to help me with PTSD. So rebalancing my nervous system. So I would say like number one, looking at my physiology and taking supplements has been life changing. So every morning I take my supplements. I'm also, meditation for me is key. So even if it's just 3 minutes of deep breathing, even that is enough. But I do try to do 10 minutes every morning on an acupressure mat. Mm-hmm. They are so good. So it really encourages this like deep relaxation. And you know, I was talking earlier about being able to have patience. I notice that when I, on the days that I do it, I have more patience. You know, when I've started my day with meditation, my bandwidth is greater. You know, I'm able to handle more stress without getting stressed. Totally. And my morning coffee. Because that moment for me is like heaven. I always have my morning coffee just before my son wakes up in silence. And that for me is a ritual. You know, it's just something I enjoy that gives me that moment of, yeah.
So nice. I love that. One of the steps to manifest in your book is about visualization, as we talked about. Can you tell us, you told us how you used it to start your career, to change your life. How do you use it today?
So most evenings to fall asleep, I'll do a visualization meditation. So the subconscious parts of our brains are most susceptible to visualization and positive messaging at 3 times of the day, as you're waking up, as you're falling asleep, and when you're in a meditative state. So those moments when you're waking up and those moments before you fall asleep are so important. So if you can start your day, so I always say to people, as soon as you wake up, say an affirmation. Like, wait, open your eyes and say, today is going to be an incredible day. I am enough. I love the person that I'm becoming. I'm grateful for all that I already have. If you can start your day like that, even just doing that alone is a practice that will make an impact. And then as you're falling asleep, either you could listen to an affirmation meditation like I did when I started my practice. And I actually have lots of affirmation meditations and different meditations on my website that I've recorded for people to help with this.
I love it. I think they are so...
Oh, you have them?
Yes, of course. Oh. I bought like the collection with all of them.
Oh, that's so kind.
Okay. I love them. They really, and your voice is so just calming. And I really feel, yeah, I mean, depends on which one I choose, if I choose a calming one or an empowering one, but they are, I love them.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. And then to fall asleep, I listen to a visualization meditation. So obviously I can't listen to my own voice. So I just go on YouTube, and for anyone else, you know, YouTube has so many free ones. I just type in visualization meditation. I find a voice that I like because it's really important. And I fall asleep thinking about what it is I want, or perhaps it's just a feeling. Like I'll sink into a feeling of, you know, excitement or pride or, you know, contentment. I still use it like that a lot.
That's nice. What's your favorite affirmation right now?
Always is I am enough. I have always been enough.
Yes. That's very...
The first time I heard it, I cried.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh.
Very powerful. Yes. I actually listened to one. You did a collab with Sammy, and I listened to your affirmations there. Now, when I was in Mauritius, I was having, like, me and my boyfriend, we are doing, like, okay, I will have 1 hour and you take the kids and you will have, then.
Oh, it's so good to do that.
Yes. So I was like in the sun, just lying on my own, had your book with me. And then I listened to your affirmation. And when you said exactly those you just mentioned, I just felt, and the sun was there. I just felt it in my whole body. So using affirmations is so, so powerful. And I really also try to squeeze it in the morning. I actually have on my phone, I do no social media in the beginning of the day, but I read on my phone. I have something called like daily reminder. And I've written a few affirmations, a few things I want to remind myself of each day to start off my day with the right like mindset and the right energy.
I love that.
That's very nice, because sometimes when I wake up, I'm like, you know, I don't really find the words, or the kids have been up all night. I'm just too tired to come up with an affirmation.
Yeah.
That's a good tip for anyone who can feel like that, to just write something down, read it every morning. You don't even have to have it on your phone. It can be on like a note next to your bed or whatever.
Definitely.
But it's so powerful. I love affirmations. So another part in the book is how important it is to go outside of your comfort zone. And when we decide to take action to move closer to what we want to manifest, our subconscious will feel unsafe when we try to move out of the like comfort zone and try to almost sabotage for ourselves. So can you tell us a little bit more about that and how we can move through the discomfort instead of letting it stop us?
Yeah. So, you know, step three is align your behavior. So this is all about taking action. So it's great. We want to visualize what we want. We want to know what we want. We want to work on our belief systems. We want to work on self-love and self-worth. And then we need to actually take action. So we need to do the work. So I always say you can't think your way to success. You know, you still have to put in the work and create change by taking action. So part of this means that you're going to have to do something differently, which usually requires you to step outside your comfort zone. So you'll have to do things that feel scary, that feel uncomfortable, that you don't feel that you are ready for. And you have to challenge yourself to do them anyway. But what happens is that when we start to make change and do things differently, our subconscious will always try to pull us back and to sabotage ourselves. So the reason for this is that our subconscious feels safe in what is familiar. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't care if the familiarity is a good thing or a bad thing. It just knows that something familiar feels safe. So when you start to do things differently and make a change, it will start to panic and be like, oh my gosh, this feels really different. Let me try and sabotage you and subconsciously encourage you to behave in a way that will bring you back to what it knows. So a really easy example of this is somebody that's ever gone on a diet. Okay, this is why diets don't work. So you don't feel very as confident as normal. You don't feel as energized as normal. You're feeling lethargic. You've been overindulging. You don't have healthy eating habits. And then you decide you want to make a change. Like, it's time. I want to feel better. I want to feel more energized. I want to be able to exercise without feeling out of breath straight away. I want to feel stronger. And I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to change my eating habits. So you start to change your eating habits, and after a couple of weeks, you start to feel better and you start to feel like, oh my gosh, you know what? I do have more energy. This does feel good. I do feel stronger at the gym. And then your subconscious will start to panic. And then what happens is you go, oh, I'm feeling better. Why don't I celebrate with a burger and chips and a bag of Maltesers or whatever it is, you know? That is your subconscious trying to sabotage you and bring you back. And it's why what happens often is we start with good intentions, things begin to go well, and then all of a sudden we're back where we were at the beginning. And so again, it's just about awareness. It's about saying, I know what's happening. I know what my subconscious is trying to do. And I actually need to push through this moment. I need to push through that desire that's coming from a subconscious urge to take me back to how I felt before, and actually be able to be stronger than that urge. And we can only do that when we have awareness of what's happening. So, you know, I still do this with myself. So I know that, you know, let's say whenever I do a big interview, okay, and I used to be always feeling like nervous before going on camera, or, you know, feeling, you know, just nervous. And so what would happen is before every interview, I would notice that, like, I don't really eat sugar. This is, I don't know if I should be telling this story, but anyway, I don't really eat sugar because I find that sugar obviously does nothing good for you. And also it makes me so puffy and feel rubbish and blah. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed is that before every really big event or interview, I would suddenly want to, and I would often go and eat loads of chocolate, which I never do, but I would do it almost to sabotage myself so that I would wake up the day of the interview or the day of the big event feeling a bit rubbish about myself. And so I was like, I know what's happening because this is just my body keeping me feeling in this feeling that in big events or things where I feel nervous, I don't feel good about myself. And so actually I had to force myself to be like, oh no, I know what my subconscious is trying to do. It's trying to make me not feel good about myself. So I'm going to not do it. And then after a couple of times, I stopped doing it altogether and was able to go into these big events or interviews without that same nervousness or feeling less than.
Yeah. And the key to have that realization is to really take that pause that we talked about earlier, to have those small pauses during the day so you actually can check in and not let, because your autopilot wanted you to just go and grab that chocolate.
Yeah.
So to, as you said before, like start to practice to take tiny pauses during the day to check in with yourself and really feel what would my higher self or whatever you want to call it choose in this situation, and by that starting to take decisions who are aligned with your true self and not the old habits, the old beliefs that we don't want to bring in to the new year or whatever is coming. So thank you for sharing that, because I think all of us can recognize ourselves in that situation. I mean, even if it is, maybe it's not the same thing, but the behavior is so, I mean, yeah. I need to remind myself so many times, like, this is my old me. This is my fears. This is my low self-worth from like back in the days coming and try to like bring myself back. So
exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And so there are 7 steps in the book. We talked about a few of them, and everyone who just wants more, like buy the book, do the book. Now it's available in Swedish. So it's even easier for us here in Sweden to do that, this inner work. But the last step is about trust and having faith and trust universe. Why is that so?
Yeah. So the manifesting is about knowing what you want, believing you can have it, working for it, and then letting it go. So it's not actually about trying to hold on super tightly and control every single step of the way. Manifesting is actually just as much about surrender and having complete faith that what you want will come for you and what's meant for you will appear. And I think the one mistake that people make when they're manifesting is they become really obsessive over their goals. They start to think about it all day, every day. They become almost desperate. And actually, this desperation comes from a place of fear and doubt. And so it actually keeps us stuck in lack or not attracting it. It blocks it from coming to us. And I would say that, you know, the gold dust on manifesting is actually being able to know what you want, but not emotionally attached deeply to that outcome. So, I mean, I'm a very powerful manifester. And I think my secret to how I can attract things so quickly, honestly, my team find it incredible. They're like, oh my God, I'll say something to them about something I want. And then the next day an email will come through their inbox. And they're like, how? It's unbelievable. But, you know, I think what I feel that makes me so good at it is that no matter what I want, I never become obsessed with it. I never emotionally attach to it because I come from this very abundant mindset that it will happen. And what's meant for me will come my way. And I already have so much to be grateful for. I don't rely on it for my happiness. And I think it's really important that, you know, this is also about enjoying the journey. It's not just about focusing. The goals are great. They keep us motivated. They give us something to work towards. You know, that's an incredible thing. But happiness isn't found at the goal. Actually, we only usually find fleeting joy when we reach those goals. Happiness is made on the journey in building ourselves and becoming the best version of ourselves that can exist by healing ourselves. That's where you find true happiness. And so this balance of knowing what you want and also being able to let it go is really key.
Yeah, because I think many of us who are in this like manifestation journey, we maybe think that when I manifest this, then I will feel happy. Then I will feel thankful, then I will feel abundant. But it's really about feeling the abundance, like feeling abundant with what you have right now, feeling grateful, and then you will attract more.
Mm.
How did you discover that? That was a big like part of the journey.
I think that very early on when I started my journey into this career and I started manifesting all these things, I remember somebody saying to me, enjoy this bit. This is the fun bit. The grafting, the hustle, the first time you get a client, the first time you get a mention in press, it's all the best bits.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was like, and then I went on a, I went on my own personal journey with it. I reached a level of success that I never even, to be honest, I'd never even dreamed of it happening so quickly. And I was like, okay, but this, I'm still not like, there's a difference between having an adrenaline high of success and being deeply happy. And I realized I still had a lot of healing to do. And there's no point having success if you haven't healed because you won't enjoy it. So actually 2022 was this like incredible success, roller coaster. But then I reached the beginning of 2023 and had a breakdown. And I was like, okay, something's not right here. So then, and actually, of course, because I'd had 27 years of pain, I wasn't going to cure it suddenly in a couple of years. So then I went really deep on my healing journey in 2023. I went, did more of my own practices. I went to therapy. I saw the, you know, the functional medicine doctor, the hormone doctor. And by September, something shifted. And suddenly I felt a level of happiness and confidence I'd never, ever experienced before. And it has stayed. And now I can enjoy the success because I'm not focusing on the adrenaline high or the goals. I'm actually just enjoying the whole journey of it, you know, the everyday moments.
Wow. That's amazing. It really is. And I recognize so much you saying. I mean, I have a quote here on the office. It's like, my success is measured in how much fun I am having.
Yeah,
I think that is from like Gabby Bernstein. I think it was from her podcast. Yeah. And I just like resonated so much with that because I also like achieved so many of my goals when I was younger. Yeah. But I never could like feel grateful or I never felt happy. I was always like next thing. I just did even more and bigger. And it didn't really matter what I accomplished because I couldn't feel it in my heart. And for me also as well, this last year has been a very, very, I've been doing some deep soul work and that really helped me to, as you said a bit like earlier, like calmed my nervous system because I really realized that I was in this like fight and flight, even if I didn't really saw that all the time. So last year was all about healing for me as well. So I love that we share that. And
I love that. So 2024 is the year for us to thrive.
Absolutely. Expansion is on the way. And we're going to talk even more about this in the event, which is the 16th of March here in Stockholm. And you can read everything about the event on my webpage, josefindalberg.se. And I hope as many of you can come and join us. It will be an afternoon where we talk about manifestation, healing. You will also guide us in a meditation, right, Roxy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I cannot wait. It's always so magical when there's so many of us in the room. The energy will be incredible.
Yes, so, so nice. I'm so excited for that. And everyone who wants to learn more of manifestation from Roxy, from me, please come and join us on the event. As I said, you can read more about it on my webpage. And yeah, Roxy, it's been amazing to talk to you. I feel like I have so many more questions, but I'm going to save it for the event. And I want to wish you all the best in the US with your trip and LA. I love LA. So please just have me in mind when you're in LA because I actually was there this fall and it was like a trip I manifested as well. Very quickly. Oh. So much fun. But yeah, I love that energy. So enjoy your time in Los Angeles.
Oh, thank you so much. I've had the best time talking to you.
All right. Have a good day and I see you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Tack för att du lyssnar på Body & Soul Care Podcast och jag hoppas att du fick så mycket inspiration av det här avsnittet med Roxy. Jag har känt mig så inspirerad sen jag intervjuade henne. Det har gått några dagar nu och jag känner att jag har tagit med mig så många av hennes tips. Och jag tänkte att jag nu bara ska avsluta avsnittet med att ge mina takeaways från den här intervjun. Du har säkert dina egna, du får jättegärna dela dem med mig på min Instagram. Men här är några reminders som jag kommer använda mig av i min vardag ifrån det här avsnittet och ifrån Roxy. Och jag måste också säga att så här, gud vilken gullig, härlig tjej. Jag blev verkligen fylld med energi och bara kände att hon var så genuin, så härlig. Inte för att jag trodde något annat, men det är, man blir alltid lika glad av att träffa underbara, inspirerande människor. Men en sak som verkligen träffade mig i mammahjärtat, det var när vi pratade om hur vi tillåter våra barn att känna och hur vi bemöter dem. Och jag älskade att hon sa det så enkelt att så här, först frågar jag hur mitt barn mår och sen frågar jag vad mitt barn behöver. Så att jag har verkligen försökt praktisera det här. Inte alltid lätt att få ett svar av en treåring när jag frågar, vad behöver du av mamma just nu för att stötta dig i den här situationen? Men jag visar henne att jag finns där. Jag accepterar henne med den känslan, hon får ha den känslan och jag erbjuder mig att kunna hjälpa henne på något sätt. Så det är någonting jag kommer ta med mig och använda mig av om och om igen. Att tillåta mina barn ha sina känslor, liksom hjälpa dem att sätta ord på dem och också fråga hur kan jag stötta dig, vad kan jag göra för dig, hjälpa dig i den här situationen. Så det var en superbra takeaway tycker jag. Affirmationer, alltså jag har vetat det så länge och jobbat med affirmationer så länge, men jag tyckte bara att det var så härligt att få en sån bra påminnelse om hur kraftfulla affirmationer kan vara. Och jag har sedan dess gjort lite extra upprepningar av mina affirmationer. Bara nu, nyligen, så gick jag ut efter lunchen. Försöker jag alltid gå ut på en promenad. Idag var det minus 15 grader. Så kallt. Så jag gick en kort promenad. Men det var sol. Så jag gick och ställde mig i solen. Upprepade lite affirmationer. Några av dem som Roxy sa. Och jag har också lyssnat på hennes affirmation. Man kan ju köpa dem på hennes hemsida. Och upprepat några. Och bara kände hur det spreds en härlig energi i min kropp. Och så har jag verkligen påmint mig direkt på morgonen när jag vaknar att så här, tänk några härliga affirmationer som bara kan sända ut så mycket härlig vibe i hela min kropp. Så att det är en takeaway som jag definitivt kommer fortsätta med framöver. Och sen så ett steg som jag känner att jag verkligen står i just nu. Och det här är det här med att get clear on what you want. Jag har så himla många roliga grejer på gång. Jag har så mycket idéer. Så jag känner att jag vill liksom sätta mig och göra en klar vision framöver. Utan att bli för liksom detaljerad eller försöka kontrollera. Utan verkligen bara sätta en clear vision. Och sen som hon också lärde oss, let it go. Istället för att gå runt och just då försöka kontrollera det. Men jag känner verkligen att så här, jag ska göra en liten ritual där jag sätter mig ner. Känner in de olika delarna av min business i privatlivet. Vad vill jag liksom verkligen fokusera på? Och det pratade vi ju mycket om i förra avsnittet här i Body & Soul Care podcast. Om hur man skapar en vardag som känns bra. Så nu tänker jag mer att det blir ännu mer fokus på just jobbbiten, att vara, liksom, bli ännu mer klar med vad jag vill där. Så det tar jag verkligen med mig. Och sen så det här med små pauser under dagen och känna in. Och känna in vilket är det bästa beslutet för mig just nu. Och vilket, eller hur skulle mitt sanna jag hantera den här situationen. Och det var ju någonting vi pratade om förra veckan också i min podd. Att just ge oss själva utrymme att känna in, att inte bara ta beslut utifrån att tänka eller att vi är vana vid att vi ska ha svar på tal så vi bara säger något, utan att faktiskt tillåta oss själva att ta en paus. Jag var ju på ett retreat i höstas med en annan fantastisk tjej som heter Krista Williams. Hon har ju en podd som heter Almost 30 som jag verkligen rekommenderar. Och en grej som jag verkligen tog med mig från henne var just det här med ta en paus, checka in. Så när vi hade Q&As eller om vi satt och pratade på middagen och någon frågade henne något, då kunde hon ta en liten paus när hon slöt ögonen, blundade, la handen på hjärtat och kände in svaret. Och det var absolut inte på ett så här konstlat sätt, utan det var så naturligt. Och jag bara kände så här, men gud, vilken härlig grej att göra. Så att jag har liksom börjat göra det här lite nu och känner att, ja men ge mig själv en mikropaus till att liksom bara, okej, nu vill jag känna in lite, vad känner jag kring det här? För i vårt samhälle så ska vi alltid ha typ svar på tal och man ska vara snabba. Framförallt där jag jobbade innan, alltså flera år sedan, så var det liksom rappt och du ska ha svar på tal, du ska vara så snabb. Och jag ville vara så här super action och hela tiden veta exakt vad jag skulle säga.
Men nu känner jag så här, gud, jag vet inte exakt i stunden kanske. Vissa grejer, absolut. Men ibland kanske jag behöver ta en mikropaus till att känna in, vad känner jag faktiskt kring det här? Så det är någonting jag har tagit med mig ända sedan det här retreatet. Och någonting som jag blir ännu mer påmind om nu när jag pratar om det med Roxy. Att så här, ta en stund till att känna in hjärtat, känna in vårt sanna jag. Hur vill mitt sanna jag bemöta den här situationen? Och det här är ju någonting som vi alla kan skifta. Skifta det här beteendet av att vi alltid ska vara så otroligt snabba. Svara direkt, veta allt hela tiden. Och istället våga visa att så här, vet du vad, jag behöver en stund att bara känna in det här. Innan jag kan svara så att jag kan ge ett ärligt svar. Så att det är tips att ta med er. Och då att fortsätta ge er själva små, ja, men pauser under dagen. För att kunna känna in vad vi behöver. Eller vad som känns rätt för oss. Vilket som är rätt beslut för oss i stunden. Och en grej som jag tar med mig som jag verkligen gillade. Som hon pratade mycket om det här. Att så här, hon sa typ, det är inget, it's no point to have success if you're not healed because you won't enjoy it. Och jag kände bara så här, jag förstår precis vad du pratar om. Jag har liksom jagat de här adrenalin-highsen som hon också pratar om. Men nu känner jag mig så redo att bygga en djupare happiness, en så här mer stabil framgång. Inte bara så här söka de här små kickarna med ett snabbt jobb här och där. Eller som jag kan vara så här, men gud, jag vill släppa en ny kurs, jag gör det nu. Nu är jag så här, ah, jag vill bygga en plan för hela det här året. Som jag nyss sa, så här, get clear. Och jag har redan börjat bygga den här planen. Och så här, ta tid på mig. Förut har jag alltid varit så otroligt snabb. Nu känner jag mig mycket mer grundad i min energi ut i jobbet. Att jag kan så här, ha lite längre perspektiv. Och bygga en mer starkare grund. Och det känns bara nice tycker jag. Och också det här hon sa att, ja, men hennes liksom glädje inte är beroende av de här snabba kickarna. Utan snarare att så här, hålla tacksamheten för det man har här och nu. Absolut veta vad man vill, vilja expandera. Men inte hänga upp sin lycka på det. Utan så här, var tydlig, let it go, trust the process. Och var tacksam här och nu. Och det tror jag man aldrig kan få för många påminnelser om. Så det tar jag också verkligen med mig från det här avsnittet. Och mycket fokus på det här let it go. Hon skriver liksom i sin bok om vision boards. Att gör din vision board och sen ställ undan den. Många andra kanske förespråkar att du ska titta på den varje dag för att du ska bli peppad. Men hon menar att om vi tittar på den varje dag så är det så lätt att vi liksom blir besatta med det. Och vi blir hela tiden påminna om vad vi inte har. Och det kanske vi gör att vi känner oss liksom lite frustrerade eller att vi vill börja kontrollera att saker ska hända snabbare. Som hon menar att så här, get clear, vet vad du vill, gör din vision board, lägg undan den tills ett år senare. För att verkligen visa universum att så här, jag vet vad jag vill, jag litar på att det kommer ske, men jag behöver inte vara med och bestämma hur det ska ske. Så det är någonting som jag påminner mig själv om nu också, att så här, jag, som jag skriver i min senaste vecka här, senaste modulen i manifestationsutmaningen på min hemsida, att I align to receive, när jag fokuserar på att göra det som får mig aligned, alltså i linje med mitt inre, det som känns rätt med mig, det vi pratat om, känna in mitt inre sanna jag, vad känns jag för mig just nu, ta de rätta besluten för mig, då alignar jag min energi och då kommer jag vara mer mottaglig för det som jag vill manifestera. För manifestation handlar inte om att vi ska gå ut och jaga, utan det handlar om att göra oss mottagliga för att det ska kunna komma till oss. Det är det som är hela skiftet med manifestation. Och ja, jag känner mig på så rätt plats. Bara idag så dampte ner ett mail i min inkorg om en grej som jag häromdagen sa att jag vill göra framöver. Vilket är en så här major grej verkligen. Och idag fick jag ett mail om, bara så här, från ingenstans. Hej, vi har tänkt på dig och det här är någonting du skulle vilja göra. Så att jag känner bara, det funkar. Det funkar, det funkar, det funkar. Det vi behöver göra är att göra vårt inner soul work, aligna oss själva med vårt sanna jag. Keep ourselves on track med det som vi mår bra av, sätta hälsosamma gränser, prioritera oss själva. För ju mer vi gör det, desto mer mottagliga blir vi för det som vi vill manifestera. Så ja, alla ni som gillar manifestation, ni måste ju komma på mitt event. Det är alltså den 16 mars här i Stockholm. All info hittar ni på min hemsida. Roxy kommer vara en gäst. Jag kommer prata om inner soul work. Vi kommer ha manifestationsutmaningar. Eller förlåt, manifestationsworkshops, affirmationer. Det kommer vara en helt fantastisk dag. Och den är uppdelad i två delar. Så på förmiddagen är det body and soul care. På eftermiddagen är det soul work och manifestation. Och antingen kan du köpa biljett i förmiddag, eftermiddag eller hel dag. Men som sagt, allt kan du läsa inne på josefindalberg.se. Jag hoppas vi ses då. Och känner du att du vill ha ännu mer guidning i manifestationsprocessen, Köp hennes bok. Den heter Manifestera dina drömmar, 7 steg till att uppfylla dina livsmål. Vill du ha ännu mer guidning av mig, spana in min manifestationsutmaning som nu har vi gjort klart. Men det här är ju liksom en onlinekurs du kan göra om och om igen för att fortsätta manifestera, för att fortsätta göra dig själv ännu mer mottaglig. Och den hittar du också inne på josefindahlberg.se. Jag känner mig så påfylld. Jag känner att den här intervjun var liksom någonting jag har manifesterat. Jag känner att jag är aligned. Jag känner att jag är, börjar det här året med så mycket nice energi. Och ser så mycket fram emot att göra fler intervjuer under 2024. Så jag hoppas ni peppade på det, peppade på podden, peppade på att ta hand om er själva, manifestera det ni drömmer om, för ni, vi, jag, alla vi förtjänar att leva ett liv som känns bra och att uppfylla våra drömmar. Så tack för att du har lyssnat idag, vi hörs snart igen, puss och kram, hej då!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.